Hello, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to another episode of Finding the Funny right here on CITR 101.9, coming to you live from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the moment you've been waiting for. Let's get right into the comedy. It's time for Finding the Funny. All right, ladies and gentlemen, so what we'll be doing today is talking a little bit about what's going on this week in comedy. Lots of fun things that have happened. Of course, one of the big ones is Michelle Wolf. She was speaking at the Correspondents' Dinner. I really think she did a great job, so we'll be diving into that later in the episode. As well, I want to talk about a couple Netflix specials that came out, one of which was Seth Rogen's Hilarity for Charity and John Mulaney's Kid Gorgeous. So that's what is set up for today's episode of Finding the Funny. Make sure you stay tuned for all that good stuff. First, we'll be right back after an ad from our sponsors.
The very best in bluegrass music, plus classic country, Cajun, rockabilly, western swing, and whatever jumps off the shelves at us. Tune in every Tuesday morning at 6:30 for Pacific Pickin' with your host, Arthur Berman.
And I'm Andrea.
The lovely Andrea, who will also provide you with our concert calendar and every bit of news and information you can possibly need. And as if that wasn't enough, there's a warm-up show at 6 featuring a little bit of a wider variety of roots and branches of bluegrass music. So tune in each morning, 6 for the warm-up show, 6:30 for the main show, Pacific Pickin' on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Finding the Funny right here at CITR 101.9. We were known for a certain character. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Finding the Funny. Your host, Nico McEwen. Hey there, everybody. So you're listening to Finding the Funny. I'm your host, Nico McEwen, and today's episode is Today in Comedy. So as mentioned, the first thing I'll be talking about is John Mulaney's special Kid Gorgeous that just came out on Netflix. I have already watched it twice in the time that it has come out, and this is also the very same special that I saw when he came right here to Vancouver. So the first couple things I wanted to talk about with this special is, one, it is doing great. It's getting really good reviews, and I'm really happy about that. I think John Mulaney is a very talented writer and comedian. He even hosted Saturday Night Live, and for any of you that don't know, he used to be a writer for Saturday Night Live, and I could not believe his sketch comedy skills. He is a performer. I know we've seen it in his stand-up. He does voices, he does characters, and he does scenarios, but he really came through on SNL in his hosting job, so props to him for that. One of the things I wanted to talk about with this special, being that I did get to see it live, is the difference between seeing it live and the produced final cut. One thing I really noticed that happened for John Mulaney is that he went all out in this, and I give huge respect to that, but I actually don't know if it served the special as well. And here's why. When I saw him live, maybe it was just because I saw it for the first time, but he even told us at the start of the night that he was a little under the weather and his energy might not be what it usually is. But I actually think that worked for him. I know one of his things is that he's energetic, he's loud, he's very, very upbeat on stage. but sometimes that can be a little bit too much. And with this special, Kid Gorgeous, keep in mind I'm saying all the jokes were really, really good, but the fact that he was so on and so performance-based, you could tell this special really mattered to him. It was really important to him. And that's fun. He is a performer. That's what you should do, and that's what I like. But I actually think it then made some of his punchlines too expected. And when I was seeing him live, because his energy was a little bit lower, then when he would burst into something a little bit wackier or say something a little bit crazier, it had a bigger surprise factor. Whereas in this special, he comes out and he is at 100 and he stays there the whole show. And that's great. And the jokes hit all the time, but I just don't know if it's the best thing for a special to stay at 100 all the time. If you have other thoughts on that, please feel free to tweet us at FindingFunnyFM on Twitter. We always want to hear your thoughts, especially if anybody saw Kid Gorgeous on Netflix. It is so good, and I would love to talk more about the bits. One of my favorite bits from the special is his bit about the man that came to speak to his school at an assembly about stranger danger and how everybody wants to kidnap you as a child. It's really a really great bit. And if any of you didn't see in his SNL hosting, he did a bit about how one of the hosts had a really funny opening for the musical guest. So definitely check out the special. But keep in mind whether or not you think the energy might be a little too high. All right, before we move on to topic number two for today in comedy, we'll be right back after another ad from our sponsors.
Going to be all about Funny or Die, but with that said,
to understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
That's what it was. We're back with Finding the Funny. And the John Mulaney bit that I was talking about was J.J. Bittenbinder, the detective that came to talk about street smarts. And it is a really good bit. As well, my other favorite bit was when he talked about how he wasted $120,000 at the school that he went to. He doesn't actually name it, but it is Georgetown University. And basically, he got an English degree, and he talks about how he got a degree for reading books that he did not read. And it was really, really good. So check out John Mulaney's Kid Gorgeous. Moving on to our next topic, it is Hilarity for Charity. That's right. It is an organization started by Seth Rogen and his wife. I believe they started the annual fundraising event in 2012. And this is the first time it's been recorded in front of a live audience. And it was done in Los Angeles. And wow, Seth Rogen had a huge array of famous people and celebrities who came out to support his fundraiser. For any of you that don't know, Hilarity for Charity is a charity that donates for Alzheimer's. It helps get workers who are trained to help people with Alzheimer's into homes that need it. So by donating, that pays the worker to have time with the family. And it's a really, really great initiative. So let's get into the comedy of Hilarity for Charity. It starts off with him and Nick Kroll And essentially, there's a lot of good jabs at Seth Rogen as a person and his comedy style, which is always a good start. Always a wonderful thing for a comedian to do is poke jabs at themselves right away. It just gets everyone feeling comfortable with the whole joke vibe if the comedian is the one taking the brunt of it at the start. Then it goes into a kind of interesting penis humor that didn't quite land for me. It stays with that for a little bit. And before you know it, we are on our first comedian of the night, Michael Che. Michael Che, I thought, did a really, really good job. And I was trying to talk about his jokes with some friends of mine, and they were just saying how the jokes aren't politically correct anymore. And that is something I have struggle with, because that is the thing about comedy, is it's supposed to be edgy. And if you can't make jokes about things that are sensitive in social culture, then I don't know. I just don't think that makes sense. I think comedy should be making jokes about this kind of stuff. So essentially, I won't go into too much detail, but one of the bits he's making is about how a gay man came up to him in a bar and started buying him drinks, and the gay man said his purpose for buying drinks was to try to get Michael Che drunk, and so Michael Che stayed with it. It's a pretty solid bit. It landed pretty well with the audience, but one of the jokes he makes in there is about seeing visibly gay children, and he does a MasterChef Junior joke, and I'll let you check it out for yourselves. It's in the special. I haven't read too much about it getting controversy in the public eye, but I just thought it was a shame, because when I played the clip, the group that I was with thought that joke shouldn't be being said. So I want to hear your thoughts. Make sure you tweet us, Finding Funny FM. Some of the other comedians, of course, Michelle Wolf was actually there, who we'll be talking about later in the episode. She had a really funny bit about massage therapists and how you want a massage therapist who doesn't want to be there. You want someone that's going to take out all their anger on your back. And it's a really, really good bit. As well, John Mulaney was there. Already talked about him. He did well, but I didn't think his ending was the strongest. I wasn't sure exactly what happened there in the Hilarity for Charity special. And a bunch of really good guest appearances, Sacha Baron Cohen, Camille Nanjiani, Chelsea Peretti. I'm sure I'm missing some, but overall, I think the event went really well. There was really good pacing throughout of it. They produced it in a good way that everything that was happening had a flow to it, and nothing felt too static. There was a lot of change and variety happening throughout the special. The last comedian I wanted to talk about from Hilarity for Charity was Tiffany Haddish. I think she is so, so fantastic, a really good comedian, and she's been getting a lot of recognition lately, which is awesome because she has been crushing it for a long time, so I'm glad that she's getting her recognition. And in general, I just think she has such a great stage personality. For any of you that don't know, make sure you check her out. Definitely one of the comics to resemble when it comes to stage personality. She is so fun and so lively. And you know how I was talking about John Mulaney earlier being at 100. Tiffany, I wouldn't say is necessarily at 100, but there is an energy to her that just almost makes everything that comes out of her mouth funny. And that is so amazing for the comedy world to be able to experience somebody like that. So make sure you check out Hilarity for Charity. Once again, we'll be right back after an ad from our sponsors.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Alrighty, everybody, we are back once again with Finding the Funny. I'm your host, Nico McEwen. We talked about Mulaney, we talked about Hilarity for Charity, and now it is time to talk about one of the most relevant things in the comedy world today. For any of you that don't know, comedian Michelle Wolf spoke at the Correspondents' Dinner, and she truly did an amazing job. So the White House Correspondents' Dinner has hosted a comedian for a long, long time. You can actually see Bill Maher talks about how Michelle Wolf did, and even regards when he was at the dinner in 1996, basically joking that every year they say, let's hire a comedian, and the day after it's, why did we hire a comedian to tell jokes? And that's kind of what's been happening with Michelle Wolf's comedy at the Correspondents' Dinner. Overall, she was pretty aggressive towards the people at the dinner, although I actually thought she was a little bit light on the president himself. But overall, she really started to pick apart every single person at the dinner, which is exactly what you're supposed to do. It is a roast of politicians. It is a huge, huge event. And I thought Michelle Wolf did a great job. Make sure you check it out. You can watch it on YouTube, I believe. And already a ton of comedians have been coming out with support for her. And a big reason for that is because there's also been a crazy amount of hate. Yes, Michelle Wolf did make some very, very aggressively straightforward jokes. One of them was about a woman and basically how that woman makes her not want to respect women. It was essentially along those lines. I'm sure you can check it out. I don't want to go too much into the actual bits because I'm sure they will stir up drama. So just watch it for yourself. And all I ask is that you understand that this is a comedian doing her job. And they're funny. They're funny jokes. Some of them are more on the politically relevant side of comedy and maybe not as much about the humor, but overall, if you're taking it with a grain of salt, this is a really well done for a really hard job. I can't imagine doing the White House Correspondents' Dinner, especially today when there is so much political poison in the air regarding the U.S. system and what's going on. So huge props to Michelle Wolf. Make sure you check it out if you haven't watched it and read up. Just read all the different things that are being said about it. Even Dave Chappelle came out and was basically saying how he has huge respect for Michelle Wolf and what she did. People have been saying that Michelle Wolf won the dinner and Donald Trump lost, which is an interesting way to put it. That's not necessarily what this dinner is. This dinner is a really good opportunity for a comedian to make fun of some unfortunately powerful people. And what she did was she took moments to actually try to hopefully educate these people on the awful things that are being done by them. And that was the thing that really started to hit home and why so many people are coming out with support, was that Michelle Wolf didn't necessarily hold herself back in certain ways. I would say she probably wrote jokes that she didn't use because they were too far, but she definitely kept a lot of them, and huge props to her. I've been a huge fan of Michelle Wolf for a long time. I got to see her at Upright Citizens Brigade in New York, and I got to see her on Seth Meyers. For any of you that don't know, she was actually one of the writers and comedians on Late Night with Seth Meyers. So make sure you keep supporting her, because I'm sure there is lots of craziness happening in her life. And well done for the White House Correspondents' Dinner. So, ladies and gentlemen, those are some of the topics I wanted to talk about today in comedy. If you have any other thoughts, please make sure you tweet us at FindingFunnyFM. Or you can check me out. I'm host at McEwen Nico. Or check out our guest host at Doug Vandalay. And make sure you stay tuned to CITR for our next schedule program, because coming up next on CITR 101.9 at 7 p.m., you can listen to Exploding Head Movies. Join Gak as he explores music from the movies, tunes from television, any other cinematic source, along with atmospheric pieces, cutting-edge new tracks, and more. So to close out this episode, just because I think it is really, really important for people to get a little bit of what happened at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, I'm just going to play some of the jokes that Michelle Wolf told. Once again, huge thank you to everybody who's listening, and as always, keep on laughing.
Please welcome Michelle Wolf. this is long. This has been long. Yeah. Good evening. Good evening. Here we are, the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Like a porn star says when she's about to have sex with a Trump, let's get this over with. Yep, kiddos, this is who you're getting tonight. I'm going to skip a lot of the normal pleasantries. We're at a Hilton. It's not nice. This is on C-SPAN. No one watches that. Trump is president. It's not ideal. White House Correspondents Association, thank you for having me. The monkfish was fine. And just a reminder to everyone, I'm here to make jokes. I have no agenda. I'm not trying to get anything accomplished. So everyone that's here from Congress, you should feel right at home. Now, before we get too far, a little bit about me. A lot of you might not know who I am. I'm 32 years old, which is an odd age, 10 years too young to host this event, and 20 years too old for Roy Moore. I know, he almost got elected. Yeah. It was fun. It was fun. Honestly, I never really thought I'd be a comedian, but I did take an aptitude test in seventh grade, and this is 100% true. I took an aptitude test in seventh grade, and it said my best profession was a clown or a mime. Well, at first it said clown, and then it heard my voice and was like, or maybe mime. Think about mime. And I know, as much as some of you might want me to, it's 2018 and I'm a woman, so you cannot shut me up. Unless you have Michael Cohen wire me $130,000. Michael, you can find me on Venmo under my porn star name, Reince Priebus. Reince just gave a thumbs up. Okay. Now, people are saying America is more divided than ever. But I think no matter what you support politically, we can all agree that this is a great time for craft stores. Because of all the protests, poster board has been flying off the shelves faster than Robert Mueller can say, "You've been subpoenaed." And thanks to Trump, pink yarn sales are through the roof. After Trump got elected, women started knitting those pussy hats. When I first saw them, I was like, that's a pussy? I guess mine just has a lot more yarn on it. Yeah. Should have done more research before you got me to do this. Now, there is a lot to cover tonight. There's a lot to go over. I can't get to everything. I know there's a lot of people that want me to talk about Russia and Putin and collusion, but I'm not going to do that because there's also a lot of liberal media here, and I've never really wanted to know what any of you look like when you orgasm. Except for maybe you, Jake Tapper. I bet it's something like this. Okay, that's all the time we have. The Trump campaign was in contact with Russia when the Hillary campaign wasn't even in contact with Michigan.
It's a direct flight. It's so close.
Of course, Trump isn't here, if you haven't noticed. He's not here. And I know, I would drag him here myself, but it turns out the President of the United States is the one pussy you're not allowed to grab.
He said it first. Yeah, he did. You remember? Good.
Now, I know people really want me to go after Trump tonight, but I think we should give the president credit when he deserves it. Like, he pulled out of the Paris Agreement, and I think he should get credit for that because he said he was going to pull out, and then he did, and that's a refreshing quality in a man. Most men are like, I forgot. I'll get you next time. Oh, there's going to be a next time. When people say romance is dead. all the time. And look, I could call Trump a racist or a misogynist or xenophobic or unstable or incompetent or impotent, but he's heard all of those and he doesn't care. So tonight, I'm going to try to make fun of the president in a new way, in a way that I think will really get him. Mr. President, I don't think you're very rich. Like, I think you might be rich in Idaho, but in New York, you're doing fine. Trump is the only person that still watches who wants to be a millionaire and thinks, me. Although I'm not sure you'd get very far. He'd get to like the third question and be like, I have to phone a Fox and friend. We're gonna try a fun new thing, okay? I'm gonna say Trump is so broke, and you guys go, how broke is he? All right? Trump is so broke.
How broke is he?
He has to fly failed business class. Trump is so broke.
How broke is he?
He looked for foreign oil in Don Jr.'s hair. Trump is so broke.
How broke is he?
Southwest used him as one of their engines. I know, it's so soon. It's so soon for that joke. Why did she tell it? It's so soon. Trump is so broke. He had to borrow money from the Russians and now he's compromised and not susceptible to blackmail and possibly responsible for the collapse of the Republic. Yay! It's a fun game. Trump is racist, though. He loves white nationalists, which is a weird term for a Nazi. Calling a Nazi a white nationalist is like calling a pedophile a kid friend. Or Harvey Weinstein a ladies' man. Which isn't really fair. He also likes plants. Trump's also an idea guy. He's got loads of ideas. You gotta love him for that. He wants to give teachers guns, and I support that, because then they can sell them for things they need, like supplies. A lot of protractors. A lot of people want Trump to be impeached. I do not, because just when you think Trump is awful, you remember Mike Pence. Mike Pence is what happens when Anderson Cooper isn't gay. Mike Pence is the kind of guy that brushes his teeth and then drinks orange juice and thinks, Mike Pence is also very anti-choice. He thinks abortion is murder, which, first of all, don't knock it till you try it. And when you do try it, really knock it. You know, you gotta get that baby out of there. And yeah, sure, you can groan all you want. I know a lot of you are very anti-abortion, you know, unless it's the one you got for your secret mistress. It's fun how values can waver. But good for you.
All right, so that was some of the Michelle Wolf comments at the 2018 White House Correspondents' Dinner. As you heard, she definitely didn't hold anything back. A really, really funny job. And I'm really glad she went all out with it. Hopefully all of you appreciate it too. It is comedy after all. There's some really funny jokes in there. Some of them that didn't even hit, I think just because the crowd wasn't necessarily a comedy crowd. But I really like subtle side jokes and side comments that are thrown in. And she did a ton of those. And huge props to Michelle Wolf. As always, thank you to every single person listening. I hope this was an awesome episode for you. I really enjoyed it. Always fun talking about what's going on in the comedy world.